Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Welcome for this new episode of Absolute Alignment, when success feels easy. My name is Christy L. Biga. I'm your host. And we are here every first and third Friday of the month at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to talk about spiritual alignment, personal alignment, success in business and in life. So this is a place for you to connect, join us, to learn how to create the success you want in your life, in your relationship, in your business. Because at the end of the day, we all want to be successful. We want to achieve great things in this life. And sometimes we wonder how. We try to figure things out. We try all the things. And sometimes it doesn't require that much effort. And that's what we're going to share on this platform. What are the tools we have available right here, right now, to create what we want, the life we really want to live and desire? And today's topic is making supernatural the new natural. Supernatural is the new natural. That's an interesting topic. And before I get deeper into the topic, I want to share a story. Yesterday, I had a call with a client, a coaching call, and she has a good life. That's what she told me. She has a good life, but she wants a great life. Who can relate to this? You know, you are probably in a place where things are not that bad. You know, there is a lot of things to be grateful for. There is no valid reason to complain because you are probably better off than most people around you or around the world. But something in you wants more. You want a great life. That's what she wanted, a great life. What it is that in us, all of us, is calling for more, is calling for expansion, is calling for greatness and, you know, more and more. And we can't seem to be satisfied with what we have. Not that we are not grateful, but we just know there is more available. There is more for us in this life. There is more for us to achieve, to create. And it doesn't make sense sometimes because she couldn't even pinpoint exactly what it is that she wanted. She just knew that she wants a great life because her life is already good. And that's something really powerful to pay attention to, because we tend to shut down that voice calling for more. We tend to try to rationalize, you know, your life is good. What do you mean, a great life? You know, don't ask for too much. So many people want to be where you are right now. Your business is doing great. So what do you want? And my invitation for you today is to pay attention to that voice and to really remember that you are here for greatness. You are here to achieve you are not here to live a normal life, not a good life. A good life is great. It's already a blessing. But the reason why your soul is calling for more, because you are here for that. You are here to do extraordinary things. You are here to do incredible things. You are here to create. You are not here to do something that you already know how to do. You are here to create over and over and over again. That's why your soul is calling for more. Even though you can't really nail down what is that more for you, you know there is more. You can create more. And that leads us to the topic of today. Supernatural is the new natural. Your natural, you know, the natural part of yourself is your brain, is what you learn, is what you see around you, is what you hear other people say. And that's where you want to limit yourself, limit to what you think is possible for you to achieve. Limit yourself to what you have learned so far, to what you have seen other people do so far. And you believe that's all. And because that's not true, that's why your soul is calling for more. And for you to access that more, for you to create that greatness in your life, for you to make that difference, for you to make a splash in this human experience, you have to step into the supernatural part of yourself. That part of you that is calling for more than what your brain knows right now how to do, more than what your eyes have seen so far. It's time to step in the supernatural. Not that the natural is not good, but it's not enough for you to create the more your soul is calling for. That bigger you, that, you know, bigger life, that great life that woman was telling me yesterday, that client was telling me yesterday, I just want a great life. I want more, and I can't know, can't really explain what it is. Because your human brain sometimes cannot understand where your soul is taking you to. Sometimes you cannot explain that with natural words, with common words, because it's above the natural realm. Because your soul is seeing things that your brain cannot comprehend yet. That's why you have no words to explain that. That's why it's important for you to remember that you are supernatural too. You are natural and you are supernatural. You are a physical being and you are a spiritual being. And it's time to align both parts of yourself in order for you to create the more your soul is calling, your soul is calling you to. That's why you want more. And you can't explain what it is. You just know, yes, my life is good. Yes, my business is doing well. But I want more. I want something great. I want, you know, to impact the world at a different level. And for you to achieve that, for you to create that, for you to experience that more you are longing for, you can only rely on your natural part. You cannot only rely on what your brain knows, on what you have learned, of what you have seen, of what you have acquired as skill and talent and all of the things. You cannot rely on only those natural tools you have available to create the lifestyle you really want. The more you are longing for, you have, it's imperative to connect to the supernatural part of yourself. We all have that. And I know for some people listening right now, they might wonder, what does that even mean? Do I, you know, is it for the mediums or the energy healers or whatever, spiritual workers and all of the things? And I have a good news. It's you. Because we all are human and spirit. We are physical and super and not physical. We have a physical body and a spiritual body. That's a supernatural I'm talking about. That part of you that sometimes knows things that nobody told you. That knows when you meet somebody for the first time, you just have that feeling that this person is a good person. This is somebody I want to know. This is somebody I want to be part of my life. You can't explain why. You just met. So that part of you that knows things that you cannot explain, that's the part of you I invite you to tap into consciously, to start using it consciously, not just witness it and always be in the conversation of, I cannot explain why. I don't know, but I just have the feeling. I invite you to explore that part of yourself that just knows that there is something more and just calling you to follow, to go for more, to ask for more, to search for more. That's my invitation for you, to make the supernatural your new natural. If you want to create more in life, if you want that greatness, and I know we all do want more. We want a great life, we want a beautiful life, we want amazing relationships. Even if it's good right now, like I said, my client was telling me yesterday, I have a good life, but I want a great life. I want more. And there is a reason why, because the supernatural knows this is not it. There is more for you. You can create more. Can you tap into that potential you have to create more, to have more, to be more, and start using that to create that amazing lifestyle you're dreaming for? So that's going to be what we are talking about on this show. And we're going to, you know, take a break for a minute just to reflect on that before coming for the second part. And that's something for a long time I couldn't talk about because it sounds crazy like that. It's not natural to talk about supernatural. It sounds woo-woo and it sounds crazy and maybe scary for some people because they believe it's for some other people, it's not for them. But I want you to know that it's for, we all are supernatural. We all have supernatural abilities. We all have them. We are just not using them. We are just not connected to them. We are just not aligned to that part of ourselves that knows the more we are searching for, that knows how to create the greatness our soul is longing for. And that's the journey I'm inviting you to take. So we are going to take a break and come back for the second part of this show to talk about how to make supernatural become your new natural so you can create the more you're longing for, create a great business, great relationship, great lifestyle you're longing for. See you.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. Please join me at the Ultimate Business Summit with 20 top influencers, including me, starting 9/21 through 9/30, absolutely free. Learn how to be a go-giver while you create and grow a wildly successful online business and make a killer living without killing the environment. Reserve today at www.theultimatewomensbusinesssummit.com. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number 2, the letter U.com.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us, this is Absolute Alignment, When Success Feels Easy. And today's topic is supernatural is the new natural. In the first part, I explained a little bit, what does that even mean? To tap into supernatural abilities we all have, not only energy healers, not only mediums, not only, you know, energy workers. We all have that supernatural power in us, those supernatural abilities. And why it's so important to tap into that to create the lifestyle we really want. Not only rely on our natural skills and talents and abilities, but really use the power we have as supernatural beings as well to create that easier and faster. And I have with me an amazing guest. She's a powerful soul, and I have worked with her before, and I'm really happy to have you on this show as well. She is going to introduce herself. Her name is Guru Tej, an energy mentor. And she's going to help us go deeper into this topic. Hi, Guru Tej.
Hello, Christina.
How are you doing today?
My title is, you know, I don't want to go into a big bio because this really isn't about me. It's about you. So I'm known as the energy guru. And what that really means is that we can change our energy states at any time that we want. And most of us are subject to whatever comes down the pike, right? You get upset, then you have to be upset. You get angry, then you have to be angry, as opposed to understanding that we're energetic beings. And the more that we are tuned into our intuition, because your intuition is your greatest guide, okay? And so much of the time, it tells us things that we don't want to hear. We go, la, 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 la. No, I don't want to hear that. Somebody said to me one time, how do we know the voice of our intuition? So I'm going to tell you what I told her. Start giving your intuition assignments, because it's like any other part of our being. Things aren't just going to necessarily pop up for you. It's how do you actually strengthen that muscle or that energetic inside of you, right? And so what do I mean by give your intuition assignments? I mean, if you're driving somewhere, say, instead of looking at your GPS, say, what's the best way to go here if you've gone there many times before, right? If, you know, if you want to call somebody, say, is this really the best time to call them? You know, is this, just start giving little simple assignments so that you can start to hear the voice of your intuition, because we've spent so much time overriding that voice. that, you know, when it comes and talks to us, we don't even know, you know, what it is. But, you know, this really is this time for not just the mystics to be in that. But I remember Carolyn May said something years ago. She said, now what people used to go into, you know, monasteries and convents and be in a little cell and, you know, just have somebody slip them food a few times a day and be totally on their own. We can have these experiences vacuuming the floor, doing the dishes, you know, walking down the street, you know, if we allow ourselves, you know, anything, somebody can say something, whether it's somebody that you think is wise or somebody you think is really dumb, it doesn't matter. They can say something to you that can trigger something in you that can wake you up. If your desire is to be awoken, a billboard, you know, a saying in a book, you know, something that you come across, all of a sudden, it's not just that. It just, you know, it makes you go, woo, okay, you know. So what we place our energy in is very important. You know, what you watch on TV, what you listen to, what, you know, if you listen to a lot of news and you watch a lot of news, you're going to be seriously crazy because it's going to take you down the pathway that they want to take you. The real question here is, what pathway do you want to be on? And how are you doing things to serve that? So I want to give you a little exercise here, because I can talk to you and inspire you all day long. But if you have tools and the desire and the discipline to use those tools, then you'll actually have habits that will support you, that will create that muscle that you're asking for. So all I want you to do is just put your fingers right at your third eye, right? The place where we can really see from. These eyes look, this eye sees, okay? And all you're gonna do is just inhale left and exhale right. Feel like you're just clearing the energy out in front of you, right? Because this body gets so much energy and input from people, right? Your back body is your soul body or your essence body. This is your personal body, you know? People that really know you really well, they know you, they could tell you from your back body, but most people only know you from your front. So we just want to clear out some of that energy. You're going to take your thumbs up because it's your Mars, your activator, and you're just going to inhale left and exhale right. Close your eyes down, look at that, and just, I like to do O breath, make an O out of your mouth because it activates your vagus nerve. So why not connect your head and heart, right? Now inhale deeply. We only do that for maybe 10 seconds, but I want you to feel this. Hold on to this breath. Let it float through you. Let it clear you. And exhale and just bring your hands over your heart. Okay. Another really simple one you can do is dust off your third eye. Like, take out the mothballs, right? And just go, just do this to your third eye so that you can actually just breathe into it and just feel like, oh, okay, you can connect with it. Because your pituitary, which is the gland that we talk about with the third eye, is the one that activates the whole rest of your glandular system. It's called the master gland. It's in charge of all the other secretions. So and inhale and exhale. Now, if you did those two, I'm willing to bet you feel a little more bright and shiny and connected to yourself, because that's really why you're here. You're not here to collect more money or more stuff, or, you know, you're really here to womanfest or manifest that prismatic essence of the divine that you signed up to do, right? That when they say nobody else can be you, that's what they mean. That our gifts are not our gifts. Our gifts are where we open space for the divine to just effortlessly flow through us. And, you know, what will happen to you is that you will feel much more alive and bright and able to be a light on the planet right now, because that's really what we want to be, right? We want to be the light bearers. We want to be the uplifters. We want to be, you know, the forklifts, whatever you want to use, you know, And the easiest way to do that is to feed yourself really great,
awesome,
energetic food, right?
Yes, that's powerful, because what you just shared helps if there was a doubt out there that, for example, you mentioned third eye. For some people, it's kind of like, what do you mean third eye? I just see two. But really, this is a time, that's why we're talking about that today, to really tap into quote unquote the supernatural, because at the end of the day, it's really who we are, but it sounds far away and we feel like it's supernatural, but let's make it a new natural and know these simple things. I have a third eye, how to keep it clean, because that's actually the eye that sees, not only look. That was really powerful. So thank you for these exercises that allowed us to really tune in back within, clear our energy and flow better, you know, be more connected, tune in with ourselves, really tap into that part of us that allows things to flow through us from the divine, from the supernatural, right? So thank you so much, Guru Tej. Just a final word before we leave here. Any last advice, and where can people contact you if they want to learn more and work more around their energy and be more connected?
GuruTej.com, and I have a site called the Empowered Energy Academy, which can give you a lot of tools, and it's unbelievably reasonably priced. You want to have a community. Community is really important. And this is one of the things that Christina is trying to build, I know, is just community, because when you're held and you're supported in something, then you can actually feel like you have the support to make the shifts that you want to make, because we all have desires, but are you living your life in that column? Are you living your life over here? You say, I want this, but you're doing this. So the most beautiful thing you can do is know what your biggest desire is and then start aligning your life underneath that, so it truly supports you, so you can be the light that you came here to be.
Yes, that's powerful. And that's, as you say, that's what we are doing here on this show, really giving you the tools and being maybe that community for you, where you come here every first and third Friday of the month to just reconnect and get more tools to empower you. Because at the end of the day, the real journey, the real work is to walk with the within, the journey back within, returning home, home where all is available, all is always ready for us, all is easy, all is flowy. But for us to experience that, we have to tap into our supernatural abilities, open our third eye to see above the physical eyes, listen to our intuition, to hear above the words that are being said around us. We have to really tune in, tap into that in order for you to create magic into this world. So thank you so much, Guru Tej, for this beautiful knowledge. And feel free to reach out to Guru Tej and get more tools. Go to my website and get access to all the resources she has available there to empower you in this journey. And I'm really happy to have this platform and be here with you to have these conversations. And I'm always available to answer any questions you might have. Feel free to really listen to this show on your favorite podcast platform, Transformational Tech, Transformation Talk Radio. I can't even talk anymore. Transformation Talk Radio, my YouTube channel, Crystal Vega. Subscribe over there also and stay connected, because as she just said, it's really important to stay consciously, intentionally aware that there is something more than what my physical eyes are seeing. There is something more than what my hands can touch right now. There is something more, and I want to have access to it. I want to use it. I want to create more from that space, from that empowered space where my intuition gives me information that my brain didn't know, where I can see things with my third eye that my physical eyes could not see. And if you are not familiar with those words, I want to get familiar, because we're here to make sure supernatural is the new natural. It's natural. All those tools are available for you, but are you using them? Are you even aware that you have those powers? Are you aware that it can make your life so much easier if you could listen more to your intuition? If you knew how to stay connected to yourself, if you knew how to see with your third eye, if you knew how to shift your energy, how powerful could you be in this world? How powerful could you live your relationship? How easier and flowy your business would feel if you had access and if you were consciously using your supernatural abilities? Thank you so much for watching this show. We'll be here the third Friday of this month as well. We are available on all platforms where you are listening to your favorite podcast. My name is Crystal Biga, your transformational coach, your guide in this journey of absolute alignment. See you next Friday. Have a beautiful rest of your weekend. Bye.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.